I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Reports recently surfaced that a Senate committee in Pakistan wanted to re-examine the blasphemy law. Under the blasphemy law, anyone accused of insulting Islam faces punishment or even death. However, Brother Ray with Voice of the Martyrs Canada says Pakistan's Minister for Religious Affairs has refuted this rumor.
He says they've turned down all the news regarding the change in the blasphemy law. Various news agencies had been circulating on social media and news reports that were released that the government is likely to change the existing blasphemy law. Sardar said, "We have no plan to diversify or modify the blasphemy law."
Please ask God to give Pakistani believers wisdom and peace as they live out their faith. And our next story is about a people group whose language you'll never hear. We're talking about the deaf. And DOOR International spokesman Rob Myers says their deaf translators in Kenya just finished a set of verses from Philippians. They plan to bring the scripture into the deaf community for testing. And while two deaf churches agreed to help them, the church leaders couldn't agree on anything. God's timing is perfect, though, because the scriptures the DOOR translators brought for the community test were about reconciliation.
Philippians 4, verses 2 and 3 talk about two women that Paul was encouraging to agree in the Lord. And they saw the scripture translated in their heart language for the first time. They began to digest it, and they went away, and reconciliation began to happen, and God began to bring these two churches back together.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people like you. Join our social media network, and let's get to the work of the Great Commission together. You can look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Dodd Morris.